Hey everyone, welcome back to the Bitcoin Layer. I'm Joe Consorti. Today we're going to be talking about Bitcoin forcefully reclaiming $72,000. We're going to talk about how we actually called this here at TBL last week, and we're also going to talk about how new all-time highs are the next thing we're going to see, and also about 5 to 6 weeks worth of, I'd say 5 to 6 months worth of new developments happened in Bitcoin and the broader, you know, adjacent asset class ecosystem in just 24 hours. This is the best industry to work in. We got a lot to cover today, so we're gonna get started right away. But before we do, a word from our sponsor. We love River. They are the Bitcoin exchange of choice for the Bitcoin Layer. There you can invest in Bitcoin with confidence. They have a proprietary multi-sig cold storage solution. So when you buy Bitcoin, you know that it's held safely with River in their 100% full reserve custody. They're also fully licensed and regulated all across the United States, almost all 50 states. And they have full US-based phone support as well. And they also just launched a very cool feature called River Link, where if you have a friend or a family member who you want to pay, but you know, you don't want to give them dollars, you don't want to use Venmo, you can actually text Bitcoin to any phone number and it can be claimed to any wallet. Very cool feature, you could try it out. So go to river.com/TBL and you can get up to $100 in Bitcoin when you buy your first Bitcoin. Okay, so let's dive into it for today, folks. First and foremost, I want to go through ETHBTC. Okay, so this is our favorite preferred chart for kind of looking at Bitcoin's dominance relative to the other stuff, okay? The other stuff being crypto, which you know we put in quotation marks because crypto is not Bitcoin. They're wholly separate things. Crypto is highly centralized, created by people that we know, and largely controlled by companies. The rule set is malleable, whereas Bitcoin is not. It is fully decentralized. The rule set is not malleable, and it cannot be controlled by one central entity. So Ethereum is kind of the mother of all of these different crypto assets, right? And so what we've been watching here with ETHBTC, this is ETH's strength relative to Bitcoin. And what we've been observing over time is that every single cycle, this has gotten weaker and weaker. This relationship has trended down as Bitcoin has gained on Ethereum. It has matured more as an asset where Ethereum has fallen short. Now, one very notable thing is that this is the first cycle where so far, up until very recently, Ethereum is not strengthening against Bitcoin. So when this line goes up, that means Ethereum is strengthening against Bitcoin. To give you, you know, basically what that means, here's the chart of Ethereum, right, over the same 5-year time period. Here's the chart of Ethereum, and here's the chart of Bitcoin. Now notice that now, even though we're at all-time highs for Bitcoin, we're not even close to all-time highs for Ethereum. That's because Bitcoin is doing better on a relative basis to Ethereum. And that's why this relationship is going down. You understand? So this over here, Bitcoin, is doing very well. Ethereum is doing well, but it's lagging behind Bitcoin. And therefore, this relationship is trending down. And so this is what we use to gauge Bitcoin dominance and kind of take a look at how well the rest of the crypto stuff is doing. And so what this means, right, it strengthens during a bull market. And the reason it does it is because Ethereum is a smaller asset, so it is more sensitive to moves in the market, right? So it rises more than large risk assets do, like Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a much larger asset. And so the spike that you see here was Ethereum rising against Bitcoin. And the spike that you see off screen was also Ethereum rising against Bitcoin, both during bull markets. But right now, Bitcoin has been in a 5-month, 6-month bull market, frankly, since last October. And Ethereum has trended down. It's weakened against Bitcoin. So this means one of two things. A, the bull market, I just said one of two things and I go into A, B. Number one, the bull market hasn't started yet. Or two, the market is finally starting to price these assets appropriately. I'm leaning toward some combination of the two, okay? I just told you how we don't view Ethereum and any of this other stuff as being valuable, as having any value at all. We view the killer app of the 21st century as being a neutral digital commodity that no central bank can influence the price of. And so, you know, this fully neutral commodity, that is the killer app of the 21st century. Absolute scarcity is the killer app of the 21st century. Not any of this other stuff, right? Not of this silly speculative arbitrage that's kind of riding Bitcoin's coattails and trying to make a quick dollar, right? And so I go on and on, you know, about how the bull market is, I still think it has several legs left in it before it reaches its top. So ETH probably may still have some ground to gain on Bitcoin, okay? It's up 10 basis points in the last day, okay? So long as this, relationship is still intact. But I do believe the secular trend in ETH Bitcoin is down. like we're seeing right here. Because as these assets mature, people are starting to price them accurately. Okay, and it might not be this cycle, but it is a secular trend over the course of many cycles. And we said this ad infinitum, okay? We've been harping on this for ages, and now we're finally observing it in the price action. We're observing this in the price action. Bitcoin is an entirely separate, neutral commodity to the, you know, kind of grifting affinity scam drivel that is crypto more broadly. We like to say here that price is truth, and the truth is finally coming out. So ETHBTC, why is it on the move above 0.5? This kind of 0.5 threshold that Nick and I have coined like Ethereum Bitcoin death watch. Okay. It tried to, you know, it came close to it in 2022. It bounced around, it broke underneath, and now it's back above. So why is it back above? Well, Bloomberg ETF analyst James Seifert and Eric Balchunas, who we've had on the show very recently, go check out the episode if you haven't, they've raised their odds of a spot ETF approval from 25%, basically like it's not happening, to 75% in just one day. Okay, that's a huge development. So why did they pivot so hard? Well, yesterday in the early afternoon, they revealed via Twitter that, you know, someone tapped on their shoulder and told them that the SEC was pivoting. Complete 180, right? The reason they're pivoting is because this is an increasingly political issue after the House and Senate sided with crypto in recent votes. Okay, so what recent votes? What are we talking about? Well, if I pull this up, I made this fancy graphic for you so you could tag along. Recent votes, the first of which happened just last week, have all been avowedly pro-crypto. Both the House and the Senate have passed these bills. So let's take a look at what exactly we're talking about. Number one, Resolution 73. This was the SEC's anti-crypto bill, and it required crypto companies to record customers' assets as liabilities on their balance sheets. This was making it such that it was very, very difficult for banks to hold these assets on behalf of people. And this bill passing the House and the Senate is an extremely encouraging pro-crypto step in the right direction. The second bill, which I believe was passed yesterday or Friday, is the Financial Innovation and Technology for the 21st Century Act. And that establishes a comprehensive regulatory framework here in the U.S. To make it, you know, more legislatively palatable for companies to operate in here, right? Both, you know, finance companies and the people that actually mine this stuff. And then the third bill, which passed either earlier today or tomorrow, was the Consumer Safety Technology Act, which requires by law the study of blockchain technology and digital tokens. Of course, here at TBL, again, we're Bitcoin only, and we want to stress that very much. And Bitcoin is not crypto, but for the time being, Bitcoin is bundled in with crypto, and these bills directly influence Bitcoin here in the United States. This particular bill focuses on consumer protection, deployment of blockchain across various sectors. And so these are pro-Bitcoin bills. It's lumped in with crypto, but they're pro-Bitcoin bills. And so Bitcoin, crypto more broadly, went from public enemy number one for the Democrats, you know, as of last week, which is evident in trying to nudge the SEC to fast track these approvals, which before they were trying to prevent the SEC from approving these. And so this is now we went from public enemy number one to a very important vote buying operation of this election cycle, particularly for younger voting blocks. The Elizabeth Warrens of the world, we've all seen her advertisement, how she's building an anti-crypto army. You know, they probably don't have much time left given now that Gen Z, the older Gen Z, can vote, I can vote, people who are we're aging into being able to vote. They're increasingly speculative. And the reason we're increasingly speculative is because we're very interested in wealth preservation. We're more aware of what's going on in the monetary and fiscal system around us. And these vehicles are the foremost way that we do it. Gen Z is more likely to own crypto than any other asset. Obviously, because of the low barrier to entry, but also because high speculation, right? At the end of the day, these are the things that we care about. And being anti-crypto is now a losing political position, just like that. Totally overnight. So Washington went from avowedly anti-crypto, avowedly against all of this stuff, to now the SEC is pivoting on a dime. It wants to approve these vehicles. We just passed three separate bills that are very, very much, regulatory, a great regulatory framework here in the United States, a very accommodative regulatory framework overnight, just like that. Everything has changed and everything is changing. And so now the SEC is reportedly asking exchanges to revise their 19B-4 filings in order to remove all mention of staking. And so that's one of the aspects here that also leads me to believe this ETH-BTC relationship It's popping now on the news. Don't get me wrong. This is why it's popping, because the SEC is now fast tracking the approval of ETH ETFs. And they went from, in the eyes of the Bloomberg analysts who got all of this correct from day one, when it comes to the Bitcoin ETFs, and they're very good ETF analysts in their own right, because the SEC, because they talked about the odds going from 25% to 75%, and the SEC is reportedly tapping on exchanges' shoulders saying, we're ready to approve these vehicles. That's why people are buying Ethereum. People are bidding the heck out of Ethereum. And now it's up like 20% on the day compared to Bitcoin's 5% pop. Ethereum is up 20%, still nowhere near its all-time highs relative to Bitcoin, which is just 3 or 4% away from challenging new all-time highs. And so for this, given that staking is one of the last remaining draws to own Ethereum as an asset in the first place, this is really bad news for Ethereum. Demand for these ETFs is likely not going to be as strong as it was for Bitcoin, given that the asset can't be used for its chief function. Okay, like I said, Bitcoin's chief function, right? It's not being, obviously it's ownership, it's private ownership, but its chief function in the eyes of the market is wealth preservation. Okay, it's absolute scarcity. That's how the market treats it. And Ethereum's has become wealth generation through staking. And now that you can't do that, what on earth is the utility other than a little bit of Bitcoin beta? But in the long run, what is the utility of owning an ETH ETF if there's no staking? Very little, if any. And so I expect this initial pop to continue. We could have months of great outperformance. We could have months of maybe even ETH BTC moving up toward 0.6 or 0.7. But I do expect the long-term secular downtrend in this relationship to remain intact as Bitcoin grows more valuable in the eyes of the market. Moving on, a little bit of other news. The Grayscale CEO is stepping down after a long-term tenure at the company. And this comes on the same day that Digital Currency Group, which is the parent company of Grayscale, settled with the New York Attorney General for $2 billion. Now, you'll recall a little while ago, we talked about the Genesis Gemini fraud case. So this was ages ago. And you can find this if you search on our YouTube, just search Genesis. We have a video about it that we did with Sam Callahan, editor, if you want to link that right here up on screen so people can go and watch that and freshen up. I did this a little while ago with Sam Callahan. And it's, of course, basically, broad strokes. The duo, Genesis and Gemini, defrauded investors of more than $1 billion in their staking program called Gemini Earn. We just talked about staking. And Genesis acted as the lender in the middle of it all. Now, these two stories are clearly connected, okay? Michael Sonnenschein, the guy who basically spearheaded, the guy who spearheaded these Bitcoin ETFs coming to life, now being fired on the day that this case comes out. Chances are these two stories are connected. We don't know about it now. Sonnenschein did sign an NDA, and so we won't know exactly what's going on sooner, sooner than August at the very least, which is when he's stepping down. But another interesting thing is that he's being replaced with someone who has heaps of experience in the investment manager world. He has 20 plus years experience. He's coming from Goldman Sachs. He was at BlackRock, Oppenheimer Funds, Invesco. And so on top, this just points to the institutionalization of Bitcoin furthering. Okay. And on top of all of this, not just this individual who has heaps of investment manager experience coming into the fore as the new Grayscale CEO, there are also talks of Grayscale being bought out by a major investment firm, entirely. Morgan Stanley is kind of in the limelight for that because they're the largest single owner of GBTC. And so a lot could happen here. But the reality is, folks, big investment firms, big major investment firms are taking a look at these vehicles. They want in. And it looks like Grayscale, being the oldest, longest running, might be in the running for getting purchased. And this transition of someone who has experience at Goldman Sachs, has experience at BlackRock, it leads me to believe that this could be some in-between step before in preparation for getting bought out. And put it all together, this is a very, very bullish, all of this is very bullish for Bitcoin, okay? At the end of the day, we'll close out with this. Put it all together, and in my view, I've said this, I've harped on this for ages, I'm not going to fight the trend. Despite what's happening in the macro backdrop, deteriorating consumer, things are holding up well, and to fight a trend would mean you lose money, we lose money. None of this is investment advice, but I'm telling you like I see it, and I'm not going to buck the trend. Put it all together, it's a very bullish, albeit probably stair-stepping summer. Not going to be straight up for Bitcoin, okay? Bitcoin is soaring. Of course, it broke out of its bull flag, which I talked about, I pointed out in last week's newsletter and in last week's video, and has forcefully reclaimed as high as 71,900. Right now, it's pulling back a little bit. But look at the price action that happened following the last time that Bitcoin was in a bull flag in 2020. It's marked in red here. So take a look at what it did. And don't take the magnitude of this move as fact. This is a log scale. Don't take the magnitude of this move as fact. But the clear direction and speed with which this happened, okay? A clear breakout of a bull cycle at what could be the start of a bull market, of a bull flag at what is in all likelihood the start or close to the middle of a bull market. Take that more as your signal rather than the magnitude of the move, rather the speed and direction of the move that is ensuing. Of course, the one last thing that remains to be seen is that we have momentum in our side, on our side, and all that's left now is consolidation, okay? And so this is kind of a little bit of a range here that I set up with 4-hour candles over the last 2-3 months. Here's Bitcoin's previous all-time high right here, and here is where we are currently. It looks like we've broken down below a little bit. We're kind of testing support here, and we could go down as low as maybe 68,000. And at that point, it's really about hammering the tape and figuring out if we can swiftly reject this consolidation here and keep moving higher. And if we can, then quite frankly, everyone, all bets are off. All bets are off in terms of what's going to happen this summer. You guys know my view. It is a very, very, very good one. Okay, so that's all for today. Huge update. Lots of developments going on the ETH side of things, how that affects Bitcoin. In the near term, ETH might do quite well, but in the long term, because these ETF investors can't use it for what it's supposed to be for, coupled with the fact that the value proposition of Bitcoin far outweighs that of ETH because wealth preservation, right? Absolute scarcity. That's the killer app of the 21st century. None of this other garbage. Don't focus on it. Totally ignore it. And that's all for today, everyone. So once again, I'd like to thank River. They are our Bitcoin exchange of choice. You can invest in Bitcoin with confidence today. They have 100% full reserve custody, fully licensed and regulated. And you can have peace of mind knowing that your Bitcoin is in safe hands. Check them out, river.com/TBL. And you can get up to $100 in Bitcoin when you sign up and make your first purchase. That's everything for today. Again, I really appreciate you guys for watching. Make sure that you like and subscribe so you never miss when we go live. Make sure you follow me on socials, Nick on socials. All the links are in the video description for that. And we'll talk to you soon. Take it easy.